The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting for 2013. It is August the 12th. That would make it my 14th episode. And, wow, gang. I hit the button. I pulled the trigger. I set it adrift. I set it a sail. The short story is currently in review on Amazon, and it's been about 4 hours since I submitted it, so sometime in the next 8 to 20, it should be available for sale. It's awesome. It really is. I'm going to not repeat my overly excitedness from yesterday, but I'm excited, to say the least. Okay, so I guess project updates is how we go right from the get-go. Story submitted. I did a little bit of a tweaking to the cover just to kind of clean up a little bit of a pattern kind of noise that just kind of happened on the image when I first set it up. But that's all cleaned up now. Looks good. It was a very minor tweak to the cover. I decided not to... excuse me, sorry about that. I mean, yawn in your ear. I decided not to wait for my wife to touch it up. She wasn't feeling well today, and I just didn't want to wait. I was happy with the cover anyway. And, I basically just told her, if it comes down to it, down the road, we can always upload a new image as we want to. It's not hard, and, as it goes. The short story's updated. I think there's a couple things I forgot to add into the story. Primarily, I forgot to add a email contact to my to myself, and I forgot to put my URL in there. I am literally just realizing this right now, but I'll just have to set a reminder to myself to, this week go in and update a new version of it, and go from there. Whoops. Oh, hey, newbie mistakes, right? But yeah, things look great. So that project is ready to go, and is gone. Now I have a few other things I need to do. I need to, start work on the next short story. I had started on one last week, and it didn't quite go exactly as I wanted it to, and I'm not too super happy with it, so... I'm probably going to put that one in the bay. It's an interesting concept, but it's more one of those stories that works really well for flash fiction, but not really well for short fiction, but okay probably for long fiction. It doesn't really work well in that mid-range from the concept. I might toy with it some more, but I'm probably going to let it go, just for now. Reason being is that I've got 4 settings now I want to write in, and that particular story was in the newest of the settings, and I guess I'm still trying to get my footing in that setting. It's kind of utopian futurism, that kind of like post-singularity society, and I guess I'm not quite ready to dive into that. Maybe I need to read some more books and such in that setting. We'll see. But... what that does mean is I've got another story set in the phased universe that I've been toying with. I mentioned at the beginning of the Dog Days that I had come up with a few short story concepts to do this month. Well, one of them is basically the one from that set. And I definitely want to work on that one, get it out. Mostly to show that the phased setting is more than just, one... crazy ass bounty hunter on a space station or space colony. I want to show that it is a little bit more of the space opera, spaceships and, pirates and all that other fun stuff. Plus, I kind of want to show off the fact that the phased universe has a little bit of a Lovecraftian feel to it, too, in certain aspects. You'll see. You'll see. But that's the goal. Tomorrow is D&D night. I think I'm going to tell the guys that I need a set time cutoff a little bit earlier than we have been. We were cutting off at 12 my time, And I think that's a little late. Especially if I want to have any time to do any writing or something like that. So, we'll see. I'll be honest, I think I'd rather work on a new story than roleplay tomorrow. Which is really weird for me to say that, but... those the breaks. Sorry for yawning in your ear again. But yeah. That's the goal. Start working on the next phase story. Try to have a draft within the next week or two. Let's pick our date, okay? So it's the 12th now. Next week Tuesday. If I don't have a draft ready by next week Tuesday, I'm dropping out of the D&D campaign. Because if I can't get my priority straight to write on the other days, then I don't really need to be gaming on that other day. I obviously need that time. So, okay. I've got a week to write it. I'm tired if you can't tell. I've got a week to rewrite a first 2,000 words to a short story, and then add on the next 5,000 to 10,000 and see where I go from there. And my cat is being really weird, crawling into an area that he really shouldn't be doing, and this is not really helpful for an audio podcast, but let me just say it. I have a feeling I'm about to be really upset with the cat and what he's about to do to my stuff. You probably hear him knocking things around already. So, yeah, I think it's a good time to hang up and get the cat out of there. Yeah. So, okay. Madness aside, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.